bark in the harbor, I went roaming on shore and stepped into a pub where I was oft times before. And as I was sitting and enjoying my glass, who chanced to walk in but a young Spanish lass? She sat down beside me and kept squeezing my hand, saying, "Sir, you're a stranger, not along to this land. Will you roam, Johnny?" said I. "Would you roam along with me to some lonesome spot where nobody can see? Don't you leave me, Johnny?" said I. With the words she did cry, waving and weeping and wiping her eyes. "When you reach home in your own Newfoundland, think of the young Spaniard who kept squeezing your hand." Quickly consented with her for to roam. She lived by herself in a neat little home. She was brisk, plump and jolly, and her age scarce 19. And the name of that maiden, I think, was Irene. One fine summer's morning, our ship she set sail, and down by the seashore, lovely Irene, she came, waving her pocket handkerchief and wiping her eyes. "Don't leave me, Johnny Sailor," were the words she did cry. "Don't you leave me, Johnny Sailor," were the words she did cry. Waving and weeping and wiping her eyes. "When you reach home in your own Newfoundland, think on the young Spaniard who kept squeezing your hand." You kept squeezing your hand.